This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As well to Hamsa Nobabalo MGLCJ. It's called Amakap right here on MUT Radio. We're exactly just 3 minutes before 11 right here on the Hlangana Midday Show, connecting your mornings to your afternoons. And we're still broadcasting live from Esukuma Primary School, where there is the MUT Reading Project competition. It is the first competition of the year. It is held by the Community Engagement and Development. And right in front of me, I do have the Deputy Director of CEAD. I do have Dr. Shozi joining me live right here on MUT Radio to tell me more about the event that is currently taking place today. And right here on MUT Radio, we're just going to quickly welcome Dr. Shozi. Dr. Shozi, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much, and good morning to all the MUT Radio listeners. And it's a pleasure for the Community Engagement Development Directorate to be here.
Yes, and maybe before we get into what is happening today, yesterday it was the CEAD day. Maybe just paint the overall picture. How did it go yesterday?
Oh no, yesterday it was beautiful, and we invited our partners, our community engagement partners. There were university who were there, Mancosa, the Central University of Technology. There were partners from the community, Sivusisizwe, Vuma Foundation, and many other organizations that were there, Umlazi, Civil Society, Collision, as well as also there, and many others. There were university lecturers, students, and leaders. There were people who were actually displaying their projects. Remember that the CAD is an organization, is a department that works with various MUT departments to ensure that those departments have projects. So the leaders of those projects and the partners came yesterday to actually display, and there was a variety of displays from robotics, from agriculture, from student volunteerism, POC projects, from nutrition projects, from environmental management projects. There was a variety, and also there were community organizations like Umlazi, civil society organizations were also there. Sivusisizwe were Fathers Matter organizations were also there. So there were so many organizations. MUT Radio was also there to cover the event.
Yes.
Was a wonderful event. And our guest speaker, Dr. Mulife, was great in terms of educating all of us about how we should actually integrate community engagement when we are engaging lecturing students, and how students would actually benefit from those.
That is very nice, Dr. Shozi. And I saw it went very well yesterday. People were happy, and also people got to do their haircuts. So I think for some, that was the highlight of the day as well. But just to move on to what is happening today, it is the first reading competition.
I hope you did your haircut too.
Did me? No, I was in studio, so I couldn't. I was not able to, but next time, hopefully.
No, we always try to make sure that when we have these programs, we invite people to come and assist communities. And so, because we work with a number of organizations,
yes,
so we make sure that they come and assist communities. And those partners, in most cases, they come and actually contribute and do things free of charge to our community members, or the staff members, or community members, and students.
That was very beautiful yesterday. next time I'm going to try. Maybe there will be something else I'm going to show. See, I'm first in line. But we're moving on today. It's the first reading competition, as I just said. Usually, I think there are three in a year. You usually have three. But this is the first one of the year. Maybe why Sukuma? Maybe is there a specific reason why you chose Sukuma as the first school to
hold this project? When this project started 3 years ago, it was conceived in 2022. It was rolled out 2022-2023, and then when it started, there were about three schools. Now there are five schools now in Umlazi.
Yes.
But the schools now decide among the five of them who's going to be hosting.
Oh.
So the schools decided that Sukuma would be hosting. Like next Friday,
yes,
we are going to accompany us to the Pantown district,
where
we are going to have Nonopa Primary School is hosting. So the schools decide about who's hosting, because we had a workshop where we spoke about this competition, how it should be run, and so on. So that's what it is.
Yes, and I'm sure you've mentioned this multiple times, but for someone who is listening maybe for the very first time, maybe what is the purpose of this reading competition? Because I'm sure when you were sitting down 3 years ago, you saw a problem and you wanted to solve that problem.
I think it was around 2011 or 2013 there was a start that South African children, learners, they don't read with meaning.
Okay.
So there was a problem. And as an institution of higher learning, we felt that there's a gap that we can plug, that we can address as an institution. So because of that, and then this project was started by Dr. Zondi and Dr. Ikotare, led by Professor Konke Mandli. So I just joined MUT in 2024. I felt that I also joined, and now I'm given the task of leading this project.
Wow.
But the purpose of this project is to improve learners' understanding of reading.
Yes.
And then also make sure that when they read fluently and accurately. And also to improve this is not just reading, it's English reading, it's not reading isiZulu, and so on. It's very specific. It's about improving reading English, it's also improving reading English with comprehension. It also, this also assists students to improve their vocabulary and understanding of various words,
Yes.
And the biggest thing is to read with meaning. So and people always tell you that there are different types of reading. So for us, what is critical though as MUT is that when people read, they must read with meaning, and they must use reading as well to enhance their understanding of various ways. So and people are going to actually use this reading, and there are different types of characteristics of actually reading, and when people read, they must read for fun, and reading opens lots of opportunities, because when you read, you can understand many things. You can do mathematics, you can do other subjects as well. That's why reading becomes critical.
Yes, maybe before we let you go, Doc, I'm sure there have been some positive feedbacks in regards to this, because we usually have teachers who are going to come here and actually say that it has helped their learners. Maybe how have you seen this competition or this reading project being since it started, the feedback that you have gotten maybe from the schools?
No, the feedback we are getting is that this competition promotes reading and comprehension, and students are able to express themselves. And also to communicate even outside the school, to have effective communication. And it also assists to actually address poor performance in English, you know. So it also assists them to have an important educational journey. It also contributes to long-term social and economic development of learners and students. So it develops this love for reading for young people when they're still young. One second major speaking about that readers are leaders. Leaders are readers. So for you to be able to lead, you must be able to read. So and that's what people are actually saying. What is also critical is it brings together stakeholders. Like, for example, now we have Shooter and Shooter, who is a publisher.
Wow.
And they bring books here that are also part of this, which I think we are going to call. We also have ELET. They've given us books as well as a present that we are going to present to winning students. So we have a Ethekwini library who are judges. So it's critical that we must give some of those things. So for me, that is critical.
That is very important, Doc. We don't want to hold you any longer. So thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully we get all of these partners right here today to tell us about why they chose to be part of this project as well. But thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.